We continue our learning of the Nishmas Tavi Bemenachmi Shem Yacham Yacham Bibrichos Eliyahu Omer and Kalim Perachav Ches Mishnah Ches. Big Day Aniyim, clothing of poor people. Afal Pi She'ein Bayim Shalosh Al Shalosh, even if they are not 3x3 finger breasts, 3x3 etzbos. Hare Elu Tamei Midrash, they are Tamei Midrash. So obviously we can't understand the Mishnah literally because nothing that's 3x3 etzbos is Tamei Midrash. This says that even if it's less than 3x3 etzbos is Tamei Midrash. So the discussion here says the Bar Tanura is Shehema Suyim Mechatichos Chatichos Chatichos Ketanos. The Ein Bekulon Chaticha Akashi Yeba Shalosh Shalosh. He who have a piece of clothing of poor people where it's made up of many, many small pieces of cloth. And each one, no one cloth is made of at least 3x3 etzbos. So the Mishnah, so you would say, well, that shouldn't be Tamei anything, because not one piece of material that makes up that comprises this beged is made up of 3x3 etzbos. There's such small patches all put together, sewn together to make this clothing. Obviously, poor people, that's all they could find. They put small pieces of material together. So the Mishnah here says, even though you don't even have one piece that's 3x3 etzbos, that would mean it shouldn't be mekabel tuma at all. We say it's not only mekabel tuma, but it's mekabel tumas medrus. Why is this so? Because says the Bar Tanura, who will the yesh b'chol abeged b'chololo shlosha tfachim ha-shlosha tfachim ha-yoser. Since the whole beged has 3x3 tfachim, it doesn't matter that there's no one piece that's 3x3 etzbos. Hare ha-beged kulo tameh medrus. But that's only true when it comes to poor people, because wealthy people don't wear clothing like this. So that's why the Mishnah says specifically, Big Day Aniyim. Then the Mishnah says, Talish Shehiskel Balakoro. You have a talish, you have a cloak, and it began to rip. Kaven Shenikra Ruba Eino Chibur. Once majority of it has ripped, this could be along its length, along its width. So once a majority has been ripped, Eino Chibur, it's not considered a Chibur. What does it mean? It means if most of the garment now is ripped, so we view it as if the whole thing is ripped in two different parts, and that's why we wouldn't say, well, that's why the torn pieces are considered two separate pieces of cloth. So let's say one of the pieces becomes tame, the other will not become tame. So that would be true if you had a piece of cloth and it was ripped completely in two. That would be the same even if it's still attached, and one side becomes tame, the other side is not, because the majority of it has ripped. That's what it means, eino chibur. He'avim v'harakim, the Mishnah then says. He'avim are thick cloths. Rakim are soft cloths. And referring to thick, heavy garments, let's say a blanket or felt that's very thick. So the Mishnah here, or rach means that something very soft. Here we're referring to something made out of silk, let's say. Bar Tanura here says, rakim are dakin biyoser. It means soft and very, very thin. Kagon hashiroi masrikin. These are silk types of clothing. So the Mishnah here says both of these, whether it's very thick or very thin, ein bahem mishum shalosh al shalosh. The halacha of 3x3 etzbos is mekabel tuma, does not happen. And Bar Tanura explains, they ain't tamei and tamei mace, v'lo shor tumos. There's no type of tum at all. Certainly not tumas medjus. Tumas medjus need 3x3 tfachim. Here what we're saying is, even in shalosh al shalosh etzbos, it doesn't have. Why not? After all, if it has the requisite size, why should a very thick cloth not be mekabel tuma, or a very thin cloth not be mekabel tuma? So the answer is, because when do we say 3x3 etzbos has significance? Because it can be used as a patch for a poor person to patch something up. So, but that's only if you can use it for that purpose. Bar Tanura here it says, Mishum deshalosh al shalosh mehen of these, lo chazvi lemidi. These can't be used at all. Very thick or very soft. It's not fit to be worn as clothing, not to be used as patches at all. And therefore, maybe you could sit on it, but that's not it's not going to help you anyway, because in order to be mekabel tumas medrash, it needs to be 3x3 tfachim. So therefore, avim, the very thick, or rakim, very soft, or thin cloths, ein bahem mishum shalosh al shalosh, there's no tumah at all. Perachav ches mishnah tes. Keses hasabalim. This sabal is a porter, like sivlos mitraim, someone who's carrying burdens. So here you have a keses, which is a type of cushion that he's wearing on his shoulder, so that if he has a heavy load, so this way he protects himself. So the Keses Hatzabolim says the Mishnah Tumei Midras. This has Tumas Midras. This is something Bar Tadur here says Upaabim Yoshim Alav. Sometimes he would sit. We've said this many times in the past. Although we would say, wait, if he's sitting on it, he can carry. He can use it as a cushion, so it interferes with its use. So why should that be Mekabel Tumas Midras? The answer is because he schleps thus for a little bit, and then when he takes a rest, he sits down on it. So that doesn't interfere. It shouldn't be a problem. And therefore, it's Mekabel Tumas Midras. Mishamer Shel Yayin. Ein b'mishum Moshe. Mishamer Shel Yayin. He was speaking about a cloth that's being used. You stretch a cloth across a container, let's say, in order to strain out the wine. So here it filters through. But it's also a cloth. So the Mishnah here says, Ein ba Mishum Moshav, this doesn't have Tumas Moshav, which means Tumas Midras. Zav would sit on it, would not mean Mekabel Tumah. And the reason for that, Bar Tanira here says, She'ein Yoshvin Olem Mnei Hashemarim, because of the dregs of the wine that are on there, people would not normally sit on it. If you choose to sit on it, that's a butla dato eitzel kol adam. What you are doing is nullified towards what the average person does, and therefore the Mishnah, even though it is a cloth, a large enough cloth, since it uses a strainer and has the dregs of wine, the pulp of wine on it, people don't sit on it. There's no Tumas Medrash. Svacha shel zekena, a svacha, this is a hairnet of an older woman, Tamei Mishum Moshav. That is Tamei Mishum Moshav because they would sit on it. Why do we mention Zekena specifically? Because we assume that a Savacha, a hairnet, let's say head covering of a young woman, is not Tamei Mishum Moshav because she would be afraid to get it dirty. Though Zekena is not as concerned the way she looks or things getting dirty, and therefore she would sit on it. Bar Tanur points out that we learned in the 24th parak, Disvacha shel Zekena Tamea Tamea Meis, Dimashma Avalomishum Moshav. There it seems to be the opposite. There it says that the Savacha, the hairnet of Zekena, is not Tamei Mishum Moshav. It sounds like the older woman is not going to want to sit on it. So he says, Tzarech Lefarish Deshnei Mishnei Savacha Osiesh LeZekena. There are two types. Acha She'ena Ru'i Yilei Shevaleha V'Tamei Tamei Meis. Only Tamei Meis, Sheretz, etc. Not Tomas Moshav, because she would not sit on it. Usvacha is another type of kerchief, another type of hairnet. She'pa'amim Yosheva Soleha. And Ubat Tzananacha. That's what our Mishnah is dealing over here. She'mitamim Shem Moshav. That's how we reconcile the stira between our Mishnah here in the 28th parak and the Mishnah in the 24th parak. Then the Mishnah says, Chaluk shel Yotze Sachutz. Yotze Sachutz is the Hebrew translation of Nafka Bara, which is a woman who goes outside, which is a term that we use for a prostitute. So Chaluk, the shirt of a prostitute, Bar Tanur here says, Targum Zonah, Bereishis Lamedalim, Nafka Bara. So, since the Mishnah here says, Asui Kasvacha, which is made like a netting, like a hairnet, so that means that there are openings, obviously, it's not modest at all. So, Jeyeshba Chalonos, Chalonos, Maser Reshes, says the Bar Tanur, like windows, like a net. And our skin can be seen through. So says the Mishnah Tahor. This is not Mekabel Tumah. Why? Because this is clearly this is something that doesn't have a requisite shear. In the sense that people don't normally wear such a garment, this is doesn't cover the body. So you can't connect the dots with such a chaluk, such a shirt, and therefore it starts on the Kabbal Tumah. You may say, okay, you're not going to wear it. The average person will not wear it, but yeah, prostitute wears it, but the average person does not. So it's not Mekabel, that type of Tumah. Maybe it's Mekabel Tumas Medrash, and by virtue of Mekabel Tumas Medrash, it should be Mekabel other types of Tumah because you certainly can sit on it. So the answer is because since it's primarily made as a shirt, so then we follow its primary function. And since the primary function is for wearing, and most people would not wear it, so therefore Torah, it's not Mekabel Tumah at all. Ha'osa begin min hacherim tahor, umizoto tame. Here you have a person who makes a beged, similar idea from cherem, Rashi, Baratunur says, minareshes, also out of netting. So that is tahor, that is not makabel tame either, for the same reason. You may be able to sit on it, but that's not made for that purpose. It's made for wearing, but wearing, most people would not wear it because you can see your skin through it. It may not get a fishing nets, so therefore it's tahor, it's not makabel any type of tumah. Umizoto, but if you made it from the bottom of the net, a net at the bottom in order to keep everything together, so that has a significant section to it, that's closed. So Baratunir says, Yesh bitachtisa reshes ma'at arig, also you can beg it. The bottom of the net, you have a little bit of woven material, which is like made like a beggar, like a regular cloth. It's closed. The koro yuzuto shel reshes, that's what we call it. It's called the zuto of the reshes. So that, says the Mishnah, tame. That is mekabel tame, because that has a significant closed area that people would wear. The Ezra Omer, Afa ose beged min hacherem ukfalo tame. He says if you make a beged out of the fishing net, out of the net, I know the Tanakama says it's tor, but I'll tell you that generally it's tor, it's not mekabel tuma, but ukfalo, if you folded it over, so then tame, then it's mekabel tuma. Why does that change matters? So he says if you fold it over and make sure that one layer of the netting is covering the open spaces of the other, so then Baratunur here says, then you sewed it. Now you can't see the person's skin, so that becomes a regular beged. Tamei, Baratunur says, Dechashiv beged, because then it's considered a beged, but that's a minority opinion. The Tanakhama disagrees.